Voters will decide this year whether they want to take annual payments from a public health program and put them toward Medicaid expansion. State Impact's Catherine Sweeney reports for Oklahoma Engaged that State Question 814 is not the first time Oklahoma has considered taking money out of the state's tobacco settlement program.
There's a lot of history behind State Question 814. If you're not an Oklahoma government buff, you might not be familiar. First, here's a TSET primer. It stands for the Tobacco Settlement Endowment Trust. In the 90s, 46 states, including Oklahoma, sued the major tobacco companies to recoup healthcare costs associated with tobacco use. The company settled, and they agreed to pay those states a share of their annual sales. Many states put those eight-figure payments into their general funds, essentially the state's checking account. Oklahoma officials instead devised a plan to create TSET. Some of the money goes to that general fund, but 75% of it goes into an endowment. TSET uses investment earnings off that endowment to fund public health initiatives, such as tobacco cessation programs and contributions to cancer research. You've heard the ads, like this one.
I know the money it costs me, but that doesn't change the fact that it's hard to quit.
The new Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline. No judgments, just help.
Voters approved of that idea and put it into the Constitution about 20 years ago. Because that's in the Constitution, any changes to TSET would have to be in the Constitution, too. In Oklahoma, changing the Constitution requires a vote of the people, which brings us to State Question 814. Unlike medical marijuana and criminal justice reform, this state question did not start out with voters and an initiative petition. The legislature put it on the ballot. It's looking for a way to cover Oklahoma's share of Medicaid expansion. Earlier this year, voters approved a state question that will open that health coverage to 200,000 working poor Oklahomans. When states expand, they get a $1 to $9 match from the federal government. Oklahoma is expected to get $1 billion annually in federal funding, but they have to put up $150 million. Some more history. This is far from the first time some Oklahomans have pushed to divert the tobacco settlement payments out of TSET. Drew Edmondson was the attorney general who filed the lawsuit against the tobacco companies back in 1996, and he was part of the team that designed TSET. He said efforts to shift those payments started right at the beginning.
I have a big old cartoon on my wall. I have a bunch of them, but one is a tug of war between Governor Keating and me after the fact, after we won, where there's a big bag of money and we're tugging on either end of it. And the Keating character is saying, spend, 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 spend. And the Edmondson character is saying, save. It's one word, save.
Edmondson says support and opposition didn't fall along party lines. It was more philosophical. He attributes the ongoing opposition to TSET to the school of thought that says government should never interfere with business.
They didn't like something that trial lawyers have been jumped on for decades, trying to alter corporate practice through the courts.
Another factor at play is the belief that government funding should be limited and focus on basic government functions, such as highway infrastructure and public safety. The Oklahoma Council of Public Affairs is a think tank in Oklahoma City that advocates for free market, limited government policy. The organization has long supported changes to TSET funding, similar to the ones proposed in State Question 814. That pitch entered a spotlight in 2017. During a revenue crisis that year, the legislature created a fee on cigarettes. The Oklahoma Supreme Court ruled that it was an unconstitutional tax in disguise and struck it down, creating an even more grim budget hole. OCPA pushed for a state question routing TSET funding to Medicaid at the time, to no avail. The organization has criticized several of TSET's initiatives, such as a campaign to cut down on sugary drinks and a program that helps bars and nightlife venues go smoke-free. Here's Curtis Shelton, one of the organization's policy research fellows.
TSET's mission may have started out very specific, but as that endowment's grown, like I said, it's over $1 billion now. It's really just up to their discretion what they get to spend it on. And as the money's grown, it's become easier and easier for them to kind of siphon off some of that money to these lesser priority programs.
For State Impact and Oklahoma Engaged, I'm Catherine Sweeney.